right, guys, here we go. We've got the top six answers on the board. Name something that gets passed around. Oh, Chris.
A joint.
A joint.
Can I leave?
Yeah. Now, Chris, I don't know what 100 people you thought we were talking to at some nice little mall across good old America, but I'm pretty sure the people didn't tell the survey people, hey, an illegal drug. Let's turn around and see how many weed heads are out there with Chris. A joint! This is when you know we're going to hell. Okay, Tracy, only four answers top it, so.
The collection plate at church.
Now she's got the halo, and I got the horns.
I like the way you tried to stop us from going to hell. You, Mr. You Evil Boy, passing around the little thing with this funny smell, looking for some saving here. Church plate. Oh. It's less than the joint. This is not good.
You're listening to Books Being Bullshit. It's the only podcast that licks Don Noble's nuts. I'm your stanky host, Mr. Frank.
And, Mr. Two in the Pink, One in the Stink, Jeff.
Welcome back to Books, Beer, and Bullshit.
Glad to be here.
Once again, I think we've made it under a month.
Yeah, I mean, I believe we did.
This is a three-weeker.
So what do the Triple B boys have for us this evening?
Oh, tonight we got a really cool giveaway.
A giveaway?
Yeah.
You mean we're like giving shit away for free?
That's right. Like we're having a repeat author on this evening.
Someone who's been on more than once?
No.
Just once?
Just once.
That would be just about everybody?
Except for Armand Rosamilia. Todd Brown.
Todd Brown.
Todd Brown's
Zomblog.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's not coming out with another zombie book. Something completely different. Something very cool. He's coming out with Midnight Movie Creature Feature Part 2.
Part 2?
A monster movie anthology. And he's given us a couple of those books to give away to our constant listeners.
All right. How are we going to give these books away?
Well, let me tell you. What we're going to be doing is a rub and tug.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The glory.
The glory hall.
The glory of the glory hall.
Power in the glory hall.
That's okay. What we, you know, we should have done that. We should have had names like that. You could have been Power and I could have been Glory Hall.
Glory Hall. Cletus and Otis. Yeah, so we're going to give it away somehow. I think we're going to have three different giveaways.
We got
three copies of Midnight Movie Creature Feature 2 to give away. I say we give it away three different ways.
Hey, all three inputs.
All three. It's a three input giveaway.
It's a three input. The three input giveaway.
maybe a little Books, Beer, and Bullshit trivia to a winner.
All right.
Maybe a Goodreads giveaway.
All right.
And maybe we'll have our listeners come up with the third way to give it away.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Tug. I don't know. But we'll figure it all out.
All righty.
This book is so new.
We don't even know what
it is. We don't
even
know what it is. It's not even like in print yet.
We didn't even get an advanced review copy.
No, there's not even an arc. So that's how fresh this is. So there's no other way to review this book than to get Todd Brown on the show.
That's the only way we'll find out what this is about.
So what do you say?
Let's do it.
So welcome to Books, Beer, and Bullshit. Once again, Mr. Todd Brown.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, I really can't complain. I get to spend every day doing what I love, so...
You know. That is perfect. Now, you're back on the show because you've got something new coming out from May December Publications.
A brand new anthology, and it's actually sort of the redo of another one. It's called Midnight Movie Creature Feature 2. It is some of the more entertaining stories in horror because this is sort of the homage to the B-grade flicks that you used to watch late at night. When you were younger on your local TV station hosted by somebody in cheesy vampire get-up usually. So some of these stories are very campy. They're meant to be that way. But just like on those midnight movie shows, occasionally there's one that's a little disturbing. So there will be a couple there that will set people off just a little.
Sounds cool. This is the second one, obviously. You had one about a year ago out, and I guess it did well enough for you. You're going to go back into it?
Well, it did do well, and it still continues. You know, I mean, it still puts out, a couple dozen units a month, which for an anthology, I really can't complain. I'm passionate enough about the project to want to make it a recurring thing.
I've read several of your anthologies, and, you know, there's no doubt that the vetting process for your stuff, all your anthologies are pretty solid collections.
Yeah,
I mean, it's still subjective to your likings and tastes, but, you know, it's never a dud.
You know, when the first Midnight Movie Creature Feature came out, funny thing was that with that anthology, one of the things that we sort of stick to is we let the other people handle, like, the gratuitous sex and kind of the cheesy sex scenes and all that other kind of garbage. That's just not our thing. You know, I mean, it's fine when you're watching, you know, Friday the 13th and the naked girl with the boobs runs by. That's great. But when you're reading it, it's just not nearly as titillating, I don't think. And so it's just not ever been anything we've really cared about, you know. I mean, we won't throw a story out because there might be some sex in it, but we don't look for that stuff. And when Revenge of the Zombie Pussy Eaters came across my desk, I was already saying no, just when I read the title. That story was hilarious. And it's actually what got us noticed by the guys, you know, over on the book crew, because they got into that story and ran with it for a whole episode and then found out about the anthology, and then they brought me on and they talked about Midnight Movie, and they spent a whole episode on Midnight Movie, and it really was a boost for us because we were still really new at the time. And to be mentioned by anybody was a thrill.
Yeah, and absolutely. And that show also is how I discovered you and Book, because I was out there searching podcasts, like zombie podcasts, and Book came up, and it was from the Zombie Pussy Eater. So we're all together because of the Zombie Pussy Eaters.
That's how it all works out, you know. There's something really special about sitting down at your desk, and you've got like four or five stories to go through. You don't have any idea who it is, and you read through it, and you go, wow, that was really good, or, oh my God, that was horrible. Who wrote this crap?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I send the scores over to Denise, and of course, she's like 6 feet away, but I still email her with the scores instead of actually telling her. She gets these scores, and she gets a score on one of them. She goes, ooh, that's got a sting. And I'm like, oh, really? And then she tells me who it is, and I'm like, well, that's why we don't know. Because I probably would have tried to find a way to make that story work because I like this person so much. But score's already in, so.
Yeah, so fuck Armand Rosamilia.
Yeah.
I have yet to get one from him.
You've never even gotten one, huh? See, he's scared. He's scared of running on the cutting room floor there.
Yeah, it would be such a blow to his ego, man.
You read novels by guys, and you think, you know, the world of them, and then you read, like, something, a short story or something, you're like, is this the same writer? Like, it's just complete garbage. So I guess just the mode of the story can change how well it is.
Well, and I think people's tastes change over time, and I think that happens to writers, too. But, I mean, I was a diehard, wait in line the day it would come out kind of guy for King, all the way up to It. I haven't read anything of his after that. I was done. After It, I was finished.
I could see where that is.
I'm just not on the King bandwagon anymore. You know, I fell off of it, and I'm just not a fan of anything that he's done since then that was new. I still think his old stuff is amazing. The Stand is always going to be my favorite story, but I just fell off the bandwagon. I'd love one of his paychecks. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he can write that stuff all day long.
He sells millions, and I don't begrudge him that. It's just not my thing. I mean, and I have to say, I have found it running around the indie crowd, I have found so many better writers that all they need is for the right person to discover them, and they're going to launch into the stratosphere.
Yep.
Because they're so good. I am very fortunate. I get to edit Mark Tufo's work.
That's awesome.
And, yeah. And I have to tell you, I'm going to tease his new release. He's got the sequel to Timothy coming out. And if you read or listened to the audio version of his short story, Timothy, it's so dark and so sinister and so not Hollywood. I mean, you cannot touch this story and make anybody feel good by the time you're done. But the Hollywood formula would never jump on that, and it's a shame because this story is probably the best thing he's ever written. Timothy 2, I know I'm supposed to plug my stuff, but when you get a chance, grab this book by Tufo because it is amazing.
Duly noted. And, you know, that's a good point about these all these indie guys. And, you say it's a shame that Hollywood doesn't notice. I think it's to the benefit because, you know, you can be very daring because you have no expectation of anybody really, you know, picking up on your work. You're not under the delusion that you're Stephen King and there's a movie contract around the corner. You're not cognizant of maybe reining things in a little bit so it works on a big screen or a television. And, like, there's a lot of stuff we read now, especially in, like, the bizarro and the horror, you know, genres that are, like, just... It's so refreshing to read this stuff by these unknown people, but they're just, the writing is daring and engaging and fresh. And that's why we love it. And that's why we cover all this stuff here on the podcast.
Yeah. If it wasn't for that factor, we probably wouldn't be reading any of it, but it is a breath of fresh air almost.
Well, I've got a story in the new Midnight Movie Creature Feature that's coming out. It's called Billy, and it's by a guy named Michael McFarlane, which I don't know how many people have ever heard of this guy. He's just an indie writer. He and I were in an anthology together, and that's how I found him. And to bring up, you know, almost the He Who Shall Not Be Named, but it was a Gian Gregorio anthology that he and I both appeared in, and it was actually where I got my very first story accepted. So signing a deal with the devil does actually work. But he's got a full-length book out called Wormwood, and he's got his own world going on in this little mythology that he's created, and Billy is kind of attached to that world. He sent it to me just out of the blue and said, look, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to send it any place to get it accepted because it really kind of goes too far, and it's just dark. And I was like, give the story to me. And so the story Billy is in Midnight Movie Creature Feature 2, and it is a lovely dark piece that goes too far and says things it shouldn't and does things it shouldn't.
It can never go far enough as far as I'm concerned.
No.
we in our listening audience love it when it goes too far.
You should read some of my critical reviews that have been posted about my Dead series, then, because apparently I go too far all the time.
Oh, no. Could never happen.
Oh!
Not little Toddy. So, how many stories are going to be in this new anthology overall?
Lucky 13. Michael McFarlane's edition took it from 12 to the lucky number 13. So there will be 13 in Midnight Movie Creature Feature 2.
And what kind of monsters can we expect in this anthology?
Oh, let's see. There's a person who deals with, there's a hybrid kind of roach zombie type person. And there is, well, there's Billy. And Billy's his own little entity. There's a funny one about Dr. Fitzbottom and Weir Mice, so that'll be right up the B movie sort of alley.
Cool.
It's almost steampunk. But the title is actually so long that it barely fits in the book. It was one of the real tongue-in-cheek ones. There's one about a guy who makes fertilizer for his roses out of his victims. Man is a fairly nasty monster in a couple of them. But, yeah, we have, there's weird cats and weird rats and weird apes and mice. So, in this one story. So, that's like a whole Noah's Ark full of, like...
Were people. Were creatures.
Were creatures, yes.
Where are they now?
Yes. this anthology really, it opens it up to a lot more. And it was sort of the first one that we did that was non-zombie related, and we had so much fun with it, like I said, that I wanted to bring it back. And it'll be one of the three anthologies that we probably do each year, because that's what we've cut down to, is three. We'll do a charity one where all the proceeds will go to whatever charity we select at that time. We'll do our creature feature one, which will be sort of a variety, and then we'll do our first-timers anthology. We've got vampires, I mean, pretty much the gamut, radioactive creatures, all the stuff you would see if you were tuned into the black and white TV back in the 70s watching terrible movies. I'm loving every minute of it.
Now I'm totally psyched for this book.
Yeah.
I'm all in now.
It's fun. You know, it's campy B movie fun.
I love all that stuff too. I love all that B movie campiness. Mm-hmm. I could sit there all Saturday afternoon when I was a kid and just watch that crap.
Yep. That's why this totally works.
That's where I got my, that's where I got my start, was just sitting there late at night watching some of those stories and then trying to figure out what happened afterwards.
And then, like, you could do, too, is, like, you could throw the book at your face and it'll be in 3D.
Or you guys have got, the whole beer thing going on in your title, so I'm sure enough of those and it will be in, at least 3D.
Oh, about 5D.
Yeah, that's 5D with the shit that we drink, for sure.
So, you've also been gracious enough to provide us with three copies of the book to give away to our constant listeners. We figure we're going to come up with three different giveaways. Make it fun. Make it work for it.
Yeah.
I guess we'll let you go for tonight.
Cool.
We're going to, it's rough because we've had you on now twice. Armand, we promised him he'd always be on the most, and now we got to freaking figure out a reason to get Armand back on the show or he's going to start crying.
Well, you should have us on together one of these times.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
You guys got to do another summer of zombie tour, blog tour, and we'll have the perfect reason.
There you go. Give Armand an elbow in the ribs.
Oh, I definitely will.
This the new book is going to be available on what formats?
It will be on Amazon. It'll be on Kindle. It'll be available on Smashwords. We are slowly weaning ourselves off of the KDP program, even though I really sort of touted it last time I was on. We are now trying to move and put some of our stuff out there on Apple so that people can get it there, and also on Kobo or whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
And we're starting to move some of our new titles out and really not throw them up on the KDP. So this one's going to probably be available everywhere.
Oh, nice.
It'll hit Amazon first, but it will be available everywhere.
Good. And it should be just about available with the release of this podcast. You can probably within a day or so get Midnight Movie Creature Feature 2.
And I tell you what, just because you guys are this good, what I will have Denise do is she is going to send you a Smashwords code, and you can give away 50.
Whoa.
If you've got 50 listeners,
oh yeah,
then you can give away 50 of these things. You can post this on your site, and we will let you keep it up for all of next week.
Wow.
So this code will be good only on Smashwords. It'll be good for the whole week. All we're going to want is for at least one out of every 10 of these people that pulls it up to write a review.
Got
to
write the review.
Give you guys the code.
Man, that is perfect.
That's awesome. That's off the hook.
That is perfect. Constant listeners.
But you still get your three physical copies to give away.
Those are grand prizes.
Oh, yeah. Now it's the grand prize. And I'm glad there's not that many zombies in this book. I'm a little burnt on the zombies myself.
We've burned ourselves doing this podcast on zombies.
Well, you got a chance to look another way. In fact, if you're that burnt on zombies, and this is going to really push you because you're going to have to talk to Armand a lot now, but when my That Ghoul Ava comes out, because she's a ghoul, she's not a zombie, and she'll be the first to tell you that. When that comes out, I think what I'll do is I'll send you guys, just you guys, the code for that. And what we might do is we might work out something so that I do a giveaway for the audio of the short story that it comes from, and I will gift it to one of your listeners.
You're like the cornucopia of literature.
It's a words of plenty.
Yeah. Well, there's gonna be a lot coming out in this next year.
Oh, so. We're loving it. May, December, buy it all.
Buy everything. Buy two. Buy two. Why
buy
not?
Buy two. And damn it, constant listeners, you best be giving reviews.
Yeah, that's
we're shutting
that's
the show
kid.
Down. Yeah. We're shutting the show down if there ain't reviews.
And they don't even have to. Hey, if you didn't like it, you're allowed to say. You know, we want honest reviews. You can say what you really think. But the other thing is, one of the things that we sort of hope for is that people will shoot off messages to the writers that really struck a chord for them. Let those people know, because they're the ones who, you know, I mean, I just put the stories in the book. Let those people know that you like their story. So if Billy really upset you and disturbed you, I'm sure Michael would love to hear that.
Always tell listeners, if you like the story, you got to tell them.
Yeah, not us. Don't tell us.
That's right. But tell them you heard it through us.
Yeah, that would always be good.
There you go.
All right, Todd, we appreciate you coming on the show, and we appreciate all the goodies you're providing us and the listeners with. It's very exciting stuff.
I hope your listeners enjoy the book.
I hope so. Well, I'm sure they will.
They have to.
They have to. Or they're not our listeners.
No. Go read Armando Rosamilli if you don't like it. All right, Todd, you have a good night.
All right, thanks a lot,
Todd.
So, there he is, once again, Mr. Todd Brown, coming out with a new anthology, and boy, did he hook up our constant listeners.
Oh, yeah, out of control.
And so, here's what you're going to do. We don't have the free code now. By the time this podcast comes out, we'll have the free code. So, you go to our Facebook page. The free code is going to be up on there. The free code will be up on the homepage, Books, Beer, Bullshit, on Podbean.
Right.
And just go there, get your code. Head to Smash Words.
Get your book.
Free book.
And don't forget the hard copies we'll be giving away.
Yes, the grand prizes.
The grand prizes.
We're going to give away three different giveaways. We'll be announcing them soon, as soon as we get them in. And we'll have some fun with that.
Yes, once we get the actual books in hand.
Yes.
Which we don't have at this time.
Not just yet.
We will announce the contest.
Yes. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff. I believe these are signed copies.
I believe you're right.
That's right. We're going to give away three
signed copies
of Midnight Movie Creature Feature 2, signed by me and Jeff. Isn't that exciting?
Isn't that exciting?
We just added value. Signed copies.
The book is free. My autograph is $10.
Signed by the guys who gave away the book for free on a podcast.
No one's ever heard of.
No one's ever heard of. Isn't that exciting?
I'm howling in the wind.
All right.
Thank you, Todd Brown. Thank you, constant listeners.
It's time for the beer, sir.
Yeah, in this episode, we have Kelpie Seaweed Ale, Williams Brother Brewing. And guess where they're from?
Would they be from Portland?
No.
No?
Across the pond.
Are they Welsh?
No, they are Scottish.
Uh-oh. You know what that means.
Is it time?
It's time to scream, Groundskeeper Way!
Bonjour, you cheese-eating surrender monkey! That's the stuff! Bonjour, you cheese-eating surrender monkey! That's the stuff! Bonjour, you cheese-eating surrender monkey. That's the stuff. You used me, Skinner. You used me.
Good night.
Oh, yeah, that felt good.
Thank you, Groundskeeper Willie, for stepping in this episode.
Right.
Right. Well, where is it?
Where am what?
Where am the tool?
You want to get into it?
I want to get into it.
You want the sheen? You best put your shades on. Because it's Drop Forge Gleaming Beauty. Let me unsheathe it.
It is a sight to behold.
It is.
The luster. That's like Gem Mint 10. Every time I see this thing,
yeah,
it brings a tear to my eye.
That's right. I know. It's like an old friend now.
It is. It's a dependable, useful, sturdy, drop forged piece of stainless steel goodness. It is the bottle wrench.
The Bottle Wrench from thebottlewrench.com.
Woo!
We haven't come up with a jingle for them yet.
No, but we'll get there. Anyway, this wonderful seaweed ale is brewed with bladder rack seaweed.
Is it from the kelp beds of the Scottish?
It's from the Argyle Coast.
Oh, I love the Argyle Coast, and I love the Argyle sweaters.
It's a rich chocolate ale with an aroma of fresh sea breeze and distinctive malty texture.
Ooh.
Was $4 for 1 pint, 0.9 fluid ounces, or 500 milliliters. Imported from Scotland. I mean,
Scottish beer. Not known for the beer.
With seaweed.
But they are known for being drunk.
They are.
Why don't we get at it with the bottle wrench? Oh, yeah, now.
All right, here it goes. Here goes the bottle wrench.
Let's pop it. The bottle wrench. BBBS show. 15% off.
Don't be a Greek. Don't pay retail.
There's no effort. If you have, like, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, or if you have one of them gimp hands, I bet you if you were gimp-handed rheumatoid, you could still use this fucking bottle wrench and just pop the top of your beer. You don't have to.
You know what's nice about this, too?
What's
it's
that?
Ambidextrous.
Yeah, it is ambidextrous.
You could go lefty. You could go righty. You could open up cork and cage. Regular bottle caps, cans, whatever you would like. I'm going to give this a little pour.
Sounds good to me.
And see how it goes.
Wow, yeah.
What do we got coming out?
It's brown.
It's brown.
It's brown nutty beaver. Brown.
It's beaver brown.
It's a beavery brown ale.
It has a tin head.
But it's creamy.
It's like a creamy head, but it's tin.
Nice nutty brown ale. Are you picking up any schnoz power yet?
No. At this point, no. I do not smell it. My schnoz is a little bit stuffy.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm getting something now.
Okay. It's wafting. Use your spirit fingers to
waft
pull the molecules
over.
Up towards you.
All right. I got to go in for the nose.
Okay. It's time for the Jeff signature sniff.
I'm getting
hemorrhoids,
arthritis.
You're getting arthritic.
This smells like a brown beer.
Okay.
I don't smell nothing unusual.
Nothing's off yet.
Nothing is off.
Let me check it out. It does have the just nutty brown, but I think I do smell something off. Just faint in the background.
A little salty?
I was going to say sewery.
This does smell like it's going to be bitter as
there's
all,
something
as all get out.
In the background there, I think, on the whiff. Well, there's only one way to find out, right?
Yeah, it's only one way we're going to find out if this is any good or not.
Yeah, because there's not much going off the smell.
No. Let's get into it.
Let's have at it.
Ooh. Are you getting that? What the hell is that?
Wow.
It just ambushes you.
And as you're going to drink it, the smell too. Like,
yeah, it
really starts to. You got to like get the smell up through your mouth or something.
You get a sensation almost. It's not even like a taste. It's more like a sensation.
It's not bad.
It's not. It
goes away very fast.
Right. Like I said, it's hardly even a taste.
Like you said, it's
more of a feeling.
Yeah. It's like you think something's off and it's gone out of your mouth.
Are you tasting any chocolatey notes or
nothing? No, nothing at all. Like you,
outside of the weirdness factor,
sort of like a nut brown ale. The seaweed would not seem to give it flavor. It would seem to smooth this beer out, actually. Because I mean, really, what does seaweed taste like?
I was thinking we would taste, you know, kind of like when you eat caviar, like when you have good caviar. It's not supposed to taste like fish.
Yeah.
It's supposed to almost like as if you're inhaling the ocean. Like you go down to the ocean and you
gotcha. Yeah,
you smell it
just
and you get that salty.
There's definitely not salt in this beer. There's no chocolate there.
It looks chocolatey.
It does. Like
it's a chocolatey color.
I don't pick up the scent of chocolate and I don't taste chocolate. Barley, hops, and seaweed. I mean, I don't even know where they get off saying chocolate because it's not even listed in the ingredients.
No.
It's not bad, actually.
No, actually, I mean, actually, this isn't.
Kind of the more you drink it, the better it is.
Yeah, this is not the typical Books Beer bullshit beer. No. Once you get over the initial, whatever that weirdness is,
yeah.
With the undescribable.
Yeah, and that goes away, like, Kelpie seaweed ale.
Hey, just you want to try something different that tastes like beer?
That's it, right there.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. We might have to give them a bonus tasting.
The first one was not up to Books, Beer, and Bullshit quality.
No, it really fell short. It started tasting good.
Good is not good around here.
Good is not good around here. Good is
bad. Bad meaning bad, not bad meaning good.
That's right.
Let's see what we got. We have Southern Tier Brewing Company, Imperial Coffee Stout, Java, stout brewed with coffee.
We've done the chocolate Yeti.
Yes.
You would think maybe that would be good, but it's not. And coffee sort of has the same idea behind it.
Right.
So this is another one, a toss-up.
Okay, this has got four different malts, barley, two different hops, and Jamaican roasted coffee. It's a kicker, 10.6%.
I'll tell you something. Jamaican coffee, probably the best coffee on this planet.
So anyway, guess what's getting to work out the second time around tonight?
Your penis?
I worked that out.
That we'd be going on number five.
I'm a little chaffed. That was last episode.
Give me the
fluffing of the cock.
Give me the bliss text. Sluffing my cock.
But we're breaking out that Chuck Forge beauty again.
Oh, here it comes.
Here comes the bottle wrench.
The golden black attack.
The gleaming silver bottle wrench coming at you.
BVBS show, 15% off. 50% yeah, you know, off on a free book? God damn it. The Greeks are going to have a fucking fit.
Holy crap. How could you go wrong? While you're online getting downloading your free book, how about jotting over to the bottle wrench?
Yeah. And open up a beer and write your review of your free read.
BBBS show. Get your 15% off. Buy them for a friend. Buy them for yourself. Wedding season's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Groomsmen. Yes.
You're going to need them. Ready?
Go.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, jeez.
Every friggin' time.
I don't think it was even, it don't even take a second. And it doesn't even take like an effort.
No, there's no effort involved here.
Oh, you know what we need?
What do we need?
Pouring music.
A little pouring music.
Give me some of that black water. Oh, that water. Keep on rolling.
Ooh, that's thick.
That is.
That's thick.
That is way darker than the kelp beer.
Even the head is brown.
It's just held down. It's not as heady as the kelp beer.
No.
Wow. Wow. It's like...
It's thick. There's some...
That looks like something you pour some oxy nigga in. Wow. Oh, God.
Wow, that has a smell.
The smell. We didn't even go in yet.
You don't even need, like...
No.
The patented... The
signature sniff? No.
Signature sniff.
It's a signature waft. All right. Let me see what you got, dude.
No, that really does not smell all that good, in my opinion.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
I don't know what's wrong there. It did. Maybe the jacked up alcohol content. Yeah,
is this all it's got going on for it is chocolate?
And coffee.
I'm sorry, coffee. Is there chocolate?
There's like chocolate malt.
Yeah, okay. 10.6% by volume.
Yep.
Caramel malt, chocolate malt, black malt, roasted barley, Cascade and Columbus hops, Jamaican roasted coffee.
You ready? Let's just dive right in.
All
right,
let's go. Oh, where's the coffee?
Ooh, that's bitter.
Where's the coffee? Makes you talk like this.
It does.
It's really not that good. No. I don't taste the coffee.
I don't taste anything. That's bitter.
Wow, the more you do it,
the more your tongue goes numb.
The more your tongue goes numb. It makes me want to talk like that.
You could do a root canal on you. You would be like, all right, go right ahead. You know what I say.
What do you say?
I'd like my coffee with cream.
Oh. Yeah, we got to mellow it out a little bit. It's very, very strong.
Do we have any creamer?
We have creamer upstairs.
Heath Bar Creamer. All right, here, going in.
All right, little
Heath Bar Creamer.
Little creamer pouring music.
In my Java Stout.
Oh. Look at that.
It goes like Guinness, man. Look at it go like Guinness. It all foams.
It's self-churning.
You don't even need to.
I think mine separated.
I think we just curdled it.
I think we just curdled non-dairy creamer.
Oh, man. It's settled.
Oh, boy.
It's settled in. It settled in and said, hey, I'm staying. Oh, this might have been a mistake. This might have been what we're looking for.
You know what the problem is?
What's that?
We got to do this anyway.
You know, that's a problem. Because the looks of this is just now disgusting.
This is an Instagram picture right here.
It's falling down.
How would you describe this foam? I've seen this before. I know what this is. It looks like when you pour milk into soda.
Wowzers. Dude, we better drink this before it like mutates.
Yeah.
And,
oh, boy.
Dude, I'm actually scared. Look at that foam. It's like chunky.
Yeah.
That foam isn't just foam.
Separated.
It's separated.
All right. We have to take a sip.
Do we have to?
We have to.
Yeah, we have to.
We have to. It's the show.
This was my stupid idea, wasn't it?
It is your stupid idea.
Why do we listen to me? We
don't listen. This is payback for the anchovies.
Why do we always listen to me? I could have just said, hey, the beer was bitter.
Dude, I need a chisel to get past his head. It's
a jackhammer.
Wow.
The old Hilti joke.
Oh, my God. It looks like an iceberg floating. When you tilt the glass, it just kind of gives away.
Yeah, like you said, I've seen this foam before.
Look at it. It looks like somebody put a sponge.
Yeah.
On top.
You know, it looks like tofu.
Tofu. Beer tofu.
It's like we have a tofu foam. That's just gross,
oh, God.
Dude. You're going to have to chew on that.
You're going to have
to. Let me touch it. Oh, it's just dry foam, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's just dry foam.
Are you ready?
I'm about as ready as I'm going to be.
Okay. Let's just do it. Here's your stupid idea.
Another fine mess I've got to listen to.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh. That.
That separated the beer.
That. Oh. That was a mistake.
Oh, God. We're going to be ill.
Don't drink the beer.
The beer is
spoiled.
Boiled.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was
that
bad idea with a capital B.
That I don't even know how to describe that.
There's no coming back from that.
Dude, if you want to know what we just drank.
You don't. All you got to know is we drank it.
So you don't have to.
Okay, sir. Enough of that vile concoction. It's time to bullshit.
What do we got on the agenda?
Well, we got a couple of things, and we got to kick it off with some Draven Star news, Draven Star updates.
There's a cock in my ass. There's a cock in my ass.
It seems the syphilis is cleared.
The great syphilis?
The great syphilis outbreak of 2012 has finally succumbed to the antibiotics.
All right.
Yes, we are back on. Draven has flown to the West Coast, Los Angeles. She tweeted her way across the country in an airplane to say, I am back. Draven Starr has shot new porn.
Awesome.
It is a better day. 2013 is like finally just full. And it was great. She was like taking Q&A on the plane. And then she was like doing porn and going, I'm going to go fuck this guy now. And then she put up a picture. Like, look, this is what I look like after I fuck this guy, and I'm going to go fuck this chick now.
Awesome. So you got a play-by-play on over her Twitter feed?
She was tweeting like crazy, just getting laid. And
there was a cock in my ass.
And then she went back, and she was all happy to see her Ginger, her boyfriend.
Ginger. Oh, Ginger.
She calls him Ginger. I guess he's a redheaded little feller.
A leprechaun, if you will.
I'm back to my Ginger, all stretched out and whatnot.
Let's go. I had a cock in my ass, and it wasn't yours.
That's right. So I guess it's probably Burning Angels that she did stuff for, and look for new Draven Star porn, man.
Awesome. I can't believe antibiotic-resistant syphilis is gone.
It's finally gone. It's finally cleared the room. Somebody open a window. The syphilis is setting off the alarm.
The syphilis threat is at green.
That's right. What's that sound? It's either carbon monoxide or syphilis. Get Lance Carbuncle with his giant penis syringe. Shoot mercury in here, everybody.
Excellent. Excellent news.
Yes.
On the Draven Star front.
Yes. And also, we put out a call for a Q&A.
All right.
And we got actually some people asked us questions. Now, right. This is dangerous because I was like, ask us a question. We'll answer them all. If you ask, we're going to answer. I'm like praying that, you know, we don't get our normal, you know, cricket chirps and nobody says shit and we'll have to make stuff up. But we actually did get a few.
All right.
So we're going to have to entertain some questions. The first question, there's a couple of good ones here. And this is also another, I'm like, hey, you know, give us questions. And everybody clicked like.
Yeah.
But they didn't ask a question. They, I like that you want questions. That's awesome. I'm not going to ask one though. Okay. Our first question comes from none other than Don Noble.
Don Noble, the king?
Don the hammer Noble.
Don
frickety frackin' Noble.
Don
Lord of the Titties.
Bitty Titties?
Itty Bitty Titty Itty bitty. Committee. Don the Titty Licker Noble asks.
We interview him. He doesn't interview us.
That's right. But it's Q&A. He's acting as a constant listener, writer.
It shifted.
That's right.
Wait, a ship.
He's a civilian.
All right.
He's asking as a civilian. Not
as a civilian.
As a professional writer.
Okay.
Okay. Don, that dude on the street, Noble, asks us, if you had a sexual superpower, what would it be? And go.
I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, okay. How would you most, what's the most bestest way, like the most universal way to get at a woman?
I would say you'd have to have a plastic man's dick.
You want the okay. Would it have to be big and beefy, or just have to be long?
It's plastic, man. You can make whatever shape you want.
That's true. It could be like
a
rubber
corkscrew. Yes.
Oh,
you could have a rubber ducky meatus.
Yes.
My sexual superpower would be to have a rubber ducky meatus.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, I'm going to have to answer this, but I would need, like, a supersonic tongue, tip of my tongue.
Ultrasonic?
Ultrasonic. That's the one I was looking for. I could clean jewelry and flick your bick.
There you go. And I have a bath toy?
Uh-huh. Yes. And I could be a humidifier. In your room at night, you know, after I get you off. I came. Well, it's so stuffy in here. Don't worry. Maybe put out a bowl of water. I'll stick my head in there. Just steaming up the room. So, yeah, I'll go with that.
I'll go, yeah, that's a good sexual.
So, to answer your question, Don, the answer is Jeff wants a rubber ducky-shaped meat. I want an ultrasonic tongue to lick clit and be a humidifier.
Very good.
Now, we have from our listener, Craig Cohen asks, you guys have any favorite movie novelizations? As a kid, I love the one for Back to the Future. It had extra scenes, including Marty in detention. Cricket. Movie novelizations. Do you read movie novelizations?
That's where they make the novel after the
movie? After market. The book's based on the movie, not the movie based on the book.
Only one I think I ever read was Independence Day, and that was just like the movie.
Just like, just really. I can't.
I would have to say, no, I have no favorite. You know, book written after the movie.
Yeah, I got to go with you. Can't think of any that I have read at all. The only thing I can talk to on that would be like Star Wars. As you said, I'm a big Star Wars fan. And, you know, I've looked at those books a million times. I'm like, you know, why? Why? It's sort of the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I got you. I got it. Okay. I know what it is.
Okay.
Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Tales from the Cantina.
Well, that's That's not really a movie novelization.
All right, but it was based on something in the movie. And if I'm gonna if I'm gonna have to go with that way, that's the way I got to go.
I didn't care for that Cantina book either. I wish. I just don't do movie novelizations. Just don't do them.
The Star Wars stuff is kind of cool, but like you said, it's not like
not truly novelization. It's just based off of the Star Wars universe,
right?
And the actual books based on the movies, I haven't read. I have no interest.
So there you go.
Yeah, there's your answer. No. Okay. Now we got over in the Bizarro Fiction group on Facebook. We put out the call over there. There's some nifty, chatty people over there. So I put the call out over there. A bunch of we've got some new listeners from the Bizarro Fiction. So if you're coming from there, welcome aboard. And if you've asked a question, we're about to get to your questions from over there. We have one from a young lady named Melanie Catchpole.
Melanie Catchpole.
Catchpole. It's English, actually. Catchpole.
Is it?
I've got a catchpole. Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
There's a zombie in my backyard. Could you fetch me the catchpole? Pip, pip, cheerio. What a bit of bother.
What a bit of bother.
A bit of a bother. Can you get me a catchpole? Oh, governor, get me the catchpole.
Hello, governor.
Oh, governor. Chip, chip, cheerio. Titties and boobies. Fannies and ass.
I got a pole for you to catch.
Okay. She says, she asks,
axes.
Melanie Catchpole asks, what is the best cure for an earache?
For an earache?
What is the best cure for an earache, governor?
My advice to you?
Yes.
Is to get yourself a hammer.
Uh-huh.
And smash your big toe with it.
Oh, that's
you will not earache. Be worrying about your earache anymore.
Earache cured.
Cured, motherfucker. Boom!
I prefer the Draven Star approach, and that is to have a man insert his penis into your ear canal. And then you
there's
go,
a cock in my ear.
Oh, there's a cock in my ear.
There's a cock in my ear, governor.
Excuse me, Mom. Mom, excuse me. I can't hear you. There's a dick in my ear. Right. I hope we've cured your earache, Miss Catchpole.
Yeah, get some penicillin.
Here's a question from Kyle Noble.
Kyle Noble.
Yeah, I think it's Don just trying to
be just double dip.
Yeah. It's Fred Noble. Edward Noble. Nipsey Noble. So Kyle Noble.
Nipsey, there's a cock in my ear.
A cock in my ear. Would you do me a noble favor? Take it out, would you? Pip, pip, cheerio. Kyle Noble. Axes. Who are the gods and goddesses of beer?
You know, I knew that.
You knew?
I did. From that book you got me?
Yeah.
Drink the...
The history of
beer. Alcohol.
Yeah, you read that? So there's a real beer god and goddess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's wine.
The Hank.
Fuck the wine, though.
It might have been cats. I don't know. Beer, cats.
Well, I believe the god of beer is Cac.
Is he Greek?
He's a Greek god of beer. He's Cac.
He's Cac.
Cacalicious.
He insists no coupons on his beer.
He pays full fucking retail.
That's right. I do not wish to pay discount beer. Give me everything.
Give me the full fucking price.
Full price. Cacodacalus.
Cacodacalus.
Cacodacalus, the goddess of god beer. Thank you.
That was Cacodacalus.
Cacodacalus.
Is the god of beer.
Yes.
And.
This is my wife, Irma. Irma Cacodacalus.
Irma
Cacodacalus. Irma Cacodacalus. I am Cacodacalus. We are the god and goddess of beer. I would like to ask a question. If your syndicate thoughts are calling in, I would like to know what late model, what did I call them? The little tuners? Little tuners. Can I fit the children in? I need 16 children so we can all go to Toys R Us and the Walmart dumpings. That's where I like to leave them. I can take them from the Toys R Us. I take them from the Toys R Us. Drop them off at the dumpings. If you are in Encino County, California, and you see the children's legs sticking out of the Hot Wheels dumplings. That was from me. Just ignore that.
Pretty okay. Cool, eh?
I had no, there's no questions. I was just avoiding answering that question about the gods and goddesses myself. Oh, look. There's a young fellow here named Kevin Strange.
Young fella.
young lad. Little tyke.
You mean it's actually Kevin Strange, not the Kelvin?
No.
Calvin. It's Calvin Strange. I got a question.
Calvin Strange. Calvin Strange has asked, has a book ever offended you to the point that you put it down and refused to pick it back up?
Yes.
Thank you.
But not because I was offended by the...
content?
Yes. No, I was extremely offended by the content. Uh-huh. A bad book offends me, quite honestly.
Yeah.
You go out and spend your hard-earned money. Like, I don't care. Like, the free shit you download for your Nook or whatever.
Sure.
If that's garbage, so be it. Don't care.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I read a book and it's garbage, I'll get halfway through it and I'll throw that fucker across the room.
Yeah.
Never to be touched again. Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess that's the extent I've been offended by a book. It's just so awful. You know, I've always had a policy. If I pick something up, I just read it. Like, I'll force my way through it. Like,
right.
You know, I opened this up. And until just recently, I read every bad piece of shit. That was until I got to... I'm going to call this out right now. Bradley Sands, Sorry I Ruined Your Orgy. I had to stop reading it. It was a Nook book. I got it for free. So, you know, no loss. But, oh my God. It was like one of these little flash fiction bizarro books.
Right.
And it's one of these bizarros. Like, once upon a time, I opened up a green tuna and it had a purple windshield on it. And then everybody farted and I went to the bed. And you're like, what? And it's like... you know, one and two page stories like that. And I'm like, right. I just can't do this. And I went on, like, the reviews, reading, and, like, people are just great, it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I'm like, oh, I don't get it.
just not worried.
I wasn't offended, but it was, like, actually the first thing I really had to just put down. Like, there's no way I was slogging through. It just would have hurt my head. You know what? I don't know. You've never read Tucker Max, have you?
Don't believe I have.
No. He's like an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Calling him out.
He's one of those, like, the frat party books.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, man, we went to this party, and I was nailing all these chicks.
And it turned out to be, like, all bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it was, that sort of offended my sensibilities.
Yeah.
And, but I read the whole thing. I didn't put it down.
Yeah.
That's probably the best example. Tucker Max would be a good example.
I've totally been, like, offended by some of the drivel that I've paid good money for.
Yeah. Good question, Kelvin Strange.
Thank you, Calvin Strange.
Oh, here's a...
Oh, Steve Noble.
We'll end on this. This is the last one for this evening.
Thank God.
This is Don Noble. Or Don Nobly.
Don Nobly.
Don Nobly asks... Well, he sort of states. I don't know. This is a statement. He says, I think some good old drunk stories are in order, Frank. Tell us debauchery. Tell us blacked out, almost went to jail stories.
Wow.
Don Nobly wants a drunk story from us.
Once upon a time, we were at our friend's house.
Okay.
And my illustrious partner here, Frank, went and asked for a Jack and Coke. And instead of getting Jack Daniels, he got Yukon Jack and Coke. And was pretty drunk and never even realized the difference until he drank like the whole 44 ounces of Yukon Jack and Coke.
Yes.
He then proceeded to dislocate a kid's shoulder and then roll around in the driveway eating rocks.
Uh-huh.
And then when I pulled up in my car to, like, pour him into it, he was screaming, the aliens are coming for me.
Yeah. Well, we should preface this story is when an alcohol hits 100 proof and above, I need a straight jacket.
Yeah. And the other time, Mr. 151... when we had to handcuff him to the bed.
Yes.
And the other time you were chewing on the wires. All from 151, which is why you're no longer allowed to drink that in my presence. Now, my own is the time I threw up on the cop car.
Yeah, we were stopped at a red light. Jeff was got to lean out the car door and vomit at the red light just as a nice officer of the law pulls up next to us.
Protecting and serving.
And stupidly, the guy, where are you going? As Jeff's hanging out the door, vomiting up his day's lunch. I said, we're going out to the diner. And the cop says, no, you're not. You're going home. I said, nah, go to the diner. It's right over there. And I'm sitting there arguing. I'm like, nah, it'll be fine. It'll be okay. And no, you cannot go to the diner. I said, well, to take him home, I'd have to make a right-hand turn. That's illegal. The cop said, it's okay. It's okay now. You could take him home. And another good Jeff drunken story was in the dead of winter, just after a snowstorm. And he was all drunk. We're trying to get rid of him, bring him home. And he didn't want to get out of the car. And we had to kind of talk him out of the car, bring him down the end of the street. There's a little park. And he just didn't want to, get out. And then finally he tried to get out, and he fell, you know, because he couldn't walk.
On the ice.
So he fell down the ice face first, to which he said, dude, I'm on the ice.
Oh, that's a great story. So then we're storytellers.
So then the driver of the car, a very large man, goes waddling around the car to pick Jeff up off the ice, slips and kicks Jeff further under the car. Now, this is all happening while the rest of our gang is at the diner. The other guy finally comes waddling in like an hour later. He goes, I don't care who's cleaning it up, but there's onions everywhere. We go out to this guy's car, and it looked like a scene from like Night of the Living Dead. Imagine if somebody ate like 5 Nathan's hot dogs fully loaded with, you know, barbecued onions and everything, and then vomited that onto a window, and then took their hand and pressed it against that vomit, and then passed out slowly as the hand just streaked down the side of the window. That's what we saw.
That's just a drunken story.
He didn't
talk about debauchery, did he?
No, he didn't ask about debauchery. Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
just the drunken story.
Just the drunken stories. Those are some of the drunken stories. You know, we really should. It's a whole story unto itself. We'll save for another podcast.
Yeah.
The crazy train chick.
Yeah, that's a whole story for another podcast.
Oh, yeah. So there it is.
Phil Noble, ask us another question.
No, that was Don Nobly.
Oh, Don. I mean, Bill Nobly.
So there it is. We've aided your cues, and we've covered it all. I don't know what else there is to talk about this evening.
I got a snippet in honor of the new Pope. There actually was an article in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
About how churches are having brewing groups.
Oh, really?
And they'll have, like, competitions against other churches with their beers. All in trying to get, like, church attendance up.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, grasping onto the microbrewery.
Sunday morning brew fests. I would go back to church if there were a little
beer tasting afterwards.
Yeah, I'd bring my podcast stuff there. Yeah, I'd podcast a homily. Making little comments on it.
Yeah, but, I mean, they don't make, like, coffee with cream beer.
No, that's okay.
They have to have like the Holy Ghost,
dude,
wafer.
Do you honestly believe in
the communion beer?
Do you honestly believe an 80-year-old purple-haired woman would come up with a good craft beer? She'd have like her fucking cat's paw and some kibble.
Yeah, I mean,
beer. Like, it'd be nuts. I'm gonna go talk to the Monsignor about that. So we got big contests headed your way. We got more book reviews coming your way. More book reviews than we could shake a stick at. And we're gonna try like hell to squeeze in another episode, because now Jeff's going to be going away on vacation.
Yes, I
hopefully you won't be bringing any hurricanes back with you.
Nope. Not planning on it.
And we're going to have just some more fun, man. We've got more authors lined up. We got more books lined up. Keeping it under wraps for the moment.
Yeah, don't forget your our big giveaway.
Yep, big giveaway. Well, we're going to announce them. Keep an eye out for your free code to download your free copy of Midnight Movie Creature Feature 2.
Thanks to Todd Brown.
Yeah, man. He's
straight up giving type.
He's a book pimp. Come on, start a fire in my electric chair. Maybe cross my wire. Light up my head. Overload my circuit. Let me feel that juice. Make me an offer that I can't refuse. and I am Yosef the Kid Toucher. And I just thank the God of touching the little children and the Hot Wheels cars.